Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show on RadioAlice.com. Just a heads up, it's not for work, it's not for kids, but it is a good time. Available right here on RadioAlice.com.
You only hear it on the Secret Show. You won't find it on your radio. Oh, maybe you're not hip enough to know that Sarah and Vinny's got a secret show.
Thank God.
Thank God.
Can't stand not being able to hear my own voice, Bryn.
Studio B? Studio C?
Can we get a green light from all you guys?
I'm going to go run the other thing.
You going to do what?
It's rolling.
The last break and all that.
Oh, make sure it's on time. What if I wanted to talk to you about something?
Okay.
Is everyone there? Can I hear everyone?
Testing.
Marcus, Human, Yuzette, Vaughn, anyone? Just me and you, Vin. What do you want to talk about?
Well, I was thinking we'd go home.
Now they're here. I guess all we had to do was be funny to wake them up from their 100-year sleep.
So be it. I actually really am, like, right out of the gate today, you bring up this thing about Human doing a reality show, and I'm like, what the heck? Now we've got to see this.
I know.
They can't get started soon enough.
Well, I can't believe that he even sort of mentioned that he was having a meeting with the principal people on this new reality show that he's going to be starring in. And he didn't even tell us that's what was happening. Like, I had to find it out through my sister-in-law, through the chiropractor.
Well,
she
that's probably for the best. I mean, certainly, you think he learned something from bringing Olive up and doing Olive worldwide interviews here in our studios right outside. And then, you know, Olive never came to anything, and he's never heard the end of it.
Human.
So I can see why he's like, I'm not telling those assholes anything ever again.
What?
So,
who are you talking about? What assholes?
Those assholes.
Oh, there he is. We found Human now.
Wait, why can't I hear hardly Mike? Bryn, come back. I can't hardly hear Marcus. Marcus, talk
Marcus,
right in
talk
the...
louder. Vaughn, do I'm something. What's Vaughn doing in there?
Hang on.
Hold on, we're going to crank something
Vaughn,
up.
Check your mic.
We're
going to
crank something up. It's all the way at the other end, Vinny.
It's them.
One of the blue ones.
Don't blow off my head.
Is this better?
Talk.
Hello, everybody.
Up to 10.
That is better.
That's better?
Mm-hmm.
There
cool.
You go.
Now it feels like it's at the
Where's
same
Vaughn?
Level.
Oh, he just went
out the
room.
I think that Marcus sort of steals Vaughn's mic when
all
he's
right.
in Studio C. Hi, Marcus.
Hi there.
So can you believe it? Our boy's going to be a reality TV show
So
star.
Is this a done deal? Is this like... The contracts have been signed, and this thing is going to be shot.
They're like high level meetings with people at Bravo. High level. Nothing.
So
low.
You feel like it's a lock?
Well, like I said, I talked to the guy who's putting up all the money. I met with Susan. We had a meeting about it.
What does Susan say about this?
I mean, Susan's excited, but I said to the guy, Mylan. So Mylan, listen, you got to protect Susan. You got to protect her brand. You got to protect her community. And he said, anything that's going to hurt Susan, I don't want to be a part of. So I said, all right. I'm hopeful that this guy's a man of his word.
Well, what if Susan's the person who's going to hurt Susan?
Well, I don't think she would do that. I don't think she would sabotage herself.
Well,
she's
problem is these
hard.
Producers, I'm telling you, listen, I think that if you don't already know this, maybe I'm telling you something you already totally know, but all they want is drama on these shows. I know you think it's going to be like the little people dancing or what was
Queer
that
Eye,
called?
Queer Eye.
It's not like Queer Eye, though. It's the drama that surrounds these people that go to this yoga studio. That's what the bottom line is on this. And you know what they're going to do? They're going to add alcohol. They're going to add gossip. Yep. They're going to add fights and mean-spirited, you know.
It's going to be good.
Well, when they cast,
sure, but it's not going to be good for the people on it.
They're going to make sure they have divergent personalities who are definitely going to be combative with one another.
Right.
Oh, God. You know what you could do?
I don't like to hear that.
Marcus, oh you could just have one of the comedians watch footage of the yoga studio and just cap the fuck off on them. Like,
yes.
You know, that Hillman?
I like the concept.
Oh, that'd be... Like, what is that one show that you use?
MST3K. Mystery Science Theater 2000. They'd sit and watch old movies and just have the funniest goddamn jokes about them.
Bravo had a show, and I don't know what the heck happened to it because it was so good. Obviously, it wasn't renewed, but it was called Something on the Couch. And it was these people watching from their homes. They would watch all the Bravo shows and talk crap about it. It was so good. I wanted to do my own episode at my house to watch all this stuff.
Was that an actual show?
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember
it was only on maybe two seasons. It was great.
Did they show the video
of what
they were?
Oh, yeah. The people's couch. That's it.
That's right.
Yeah. So they would have different sets of people watching all the Bravo shows.
What happened to it?
I don't know. It just wasn't, I guess it went away. It wasn't renewed. A couple of those people became kind of famous, though. Well, famous in reality.
Right.
Sense.
What?
Oh, my God. We've got to get Kapuro on it.
No way.
Yep.
I don't
like
that.
He loves. You don't like Kapuro? Is that what you're going to say?
Actually, Human, you know what?
He'd be
one
great
of our,
on
one
that.
One of our comics is an actual yoga instructor.
Oh.
Who?
And he's it's gay. Scott Kapuro. And he's hilarious. Yeah.
Oh my God, put
is
him on with Scott Kapuro.
Yeah,
they're sure to get in a fight.
But he's originally from New Jersey.
Anything that Scott Kapuro touches, like, goes down or
it does wither
alienates.
And die. That is true.
Like,
you have
he's
a point.
Like poison for everything.
I mean it, though. If you want, I can introduce you to my guy, Ron. If Ron would want to do it, he's a comic. He's hilarious. He's from New Jersey. He's gay, but he loves. But he's an interesting guy, put it that way.
Casting's important
it
for
is.
Any
mm-hmm.
show,
it's vital. Yeah. Especially for reality.
As long as they have Human, I'm sure they'll be fine.
Hmm. Oh, yeah. Human's going to be a big reality star if he's actually featured prominently.
Is he? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, my
people
God.
Are hate
you're
you.
Amazing.
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to hate you. I'm going to love you. You
come
are
back to my studio
so
where I have no TV and internet.
Right. Or anything to do. Or listen to the radio.
Or nothing to eat.
And no view anymore. They
I can make you a tea concoction.
Enemas, anyone?
Yeah, that's what we have to do here. You'll be all jacked up. You'll like it.
I like you so much. I'm going to share my hose with you.
Mainlining caffeine.
No, I don't think I can do that. I don't love anybody that much.
Well, as long as you get to go first, I guess it'll be all right.
You should just keep some extras at your house already in the bag. That way, you know,
disposable
you can break
hoses,
it out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can definitely see Homer becoming a reality star.
Oh, my God. He's definitely. So weird. It'll be great.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Human, it's going to be awesome.
So when's the next high-level meeting?
Well, I want to... Well, we talked about it a lot, so I need to talk to them, and I just have to wait. I don't know. I don't know what's happening with Bravo. I don't know what's happening with the E! Network, MTV, VH1.
Oh, so you guys, you're hooking up with a production company that's going to make this show, and then you're going to try and sell it to a network.
No, they're gonna. They've shot a couple trailers, and they're trying to sell the show based off of those trailers.
Right now, they're trying to.
And you're not in the trailers.
I'm not.
What? Well, they're missing out on the best part of the show.
What about the gay guy from Jersey? He's not in there.
Who's that?
So who are the stars?
I don't know. Some other people they got.
Is Daria in it?
Daria should be in it. She is delicious to look at.
She's sure about that? She's made for TV.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You don't know Daria?
I do not.
Well,
oh
I can't.
Oh my God, she's.
We might reshoot
so hot.
Some just to get some ethnic diversity, like use at Marcus and Bryn.
Oh, you need a black guy too.
Ah, the tokens.
Yeah. I'll take it, baby.
I don't need any more middle-aged white people, Vin.
Well, it's Marin. That's why I was like, Mark. I'm like, Mark, do you want to be in it? You know what that means, right? Be the only black guy in the studio.
I'm going to be the bull. By the way, guys, my gal Gina Yashere was in town last night.
I know. I saw that.
She says hi.
Oh, that's nice. How come she didn't come on?
Yeah, why didn't she come on?
She was just here one day, huh?
She was literally in for Sketchfest last night for the show. flew in from New York, did the show last night, flew out.
Yeah, we wondered about that, actually. Because
basically at like 5 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, I figured that was the case.
She's right back to New York.
Well, she's great. And
she talked about a TV show, didn't she?
What?
Did she talk about a TV show?
I can't remember. I think she did.
Chuck Lorre? Did she talk about that?
Maybe.
Okay, I don't know if I'm...
What's it called?
There's no title for it yet.
Oh, okay.
But did she tell you the story about her getting her... You know who Chuck Lorre is, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I don't remember.
He does all the shows and fought with Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, basically he's like the new Norman Lear or whatever.
Yeah, he's everything.
So, Gina...
He's everything.
Every show I watch, Chuck Lorre.
Yeah,
Chuck
it's true.
Lorre.
And Gina's working on a show with that
guy. What do they call that thing
he
puts at the end? It's called like a vanity plate or a vanity card.
Like that. What is it?
Vanity cards.
Vanity cards.
So if you freeze frame it, you can sit and read what that guy's got on his mind. No thanks.
She's developing a show with him.
Oh, good for her.
She tells a great story about how she ended up with it. Chuck Lorre came up with this idea, and then he just typed in funny Nigerians on Google, and Gina's name came up.
Oh, my God.
And that's how they connected with one another.
Funny.
And here she is.
She's
now
the result of a Google search.
It's crazy.
That even, that's kind of insulting, actually, in a way.
I don't know.
I mean, if you don't know any funny Nigerians,
whatever it takes, man.
What better place?
I guess.
Go to the Google machine.
I mean,
really, you found me
than
on Google.
If you pop up when someone types douchebags,
I suppose.
There's me with a big smile. I'm like, hey, how you doing?
Overwhelming feelings of concern. All right. Listen.
How dare you?
Oh, I'm super daring, Vinny. You should know that about me by now. No fear.
Well, you should
except
have
the doctor.
Some.
Dear Secret Show, is everyone ready? Does everyone have their bad advice caps on? Mm-hmm. You can write us any... What is it? What, Bryn?
What?
Why do you look so confused when you put your headphones on?
No, because I sat down and you said, are you guys ready? And I thought you guys were doing the show the whole time, aren't you?
We have been,
we're
yes.
Still
we have,
okay, that's good.
Moving on to the bad advice portion of the program. You can send us any question that you have about anything. There are truly no limits.
Bad advice should be a show in and of itself.
It is. This is the whole show.
We're doing it. We're doing right now. You're on.
This is the show.
Yeah, this is the show.
Marquette.
So if you need, you know, six strangers who, you know, you think you're best friends with to bat your problem around, we'll be as honest as we possibly can. And, you know, it is like having a friend give you real, untainted advice. I had a couple of these. Both of them, I feel like both these people need to get bitch slapped.
Oh, like, dear God.
Stop it.
My favorite.
Already. So you can email Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com. Put Secret Show in the title or whatever. Dear Secret Show, I am in need of some bad advice that is fairly time sensitive. I'll try to keep it succinct. In mid-December, I met a guy and started spending time with him daily. For reference, he's 30, I'm 21. After a week, he began calling me his girlfriend and even insisted on buying me a Christmas gift, an expensive rose gold chain. Damn. So this dude's in. Unfortunately, as I've gotten to know him, I've discovered he's incredibly problematic and confrontational. He has homophobic and racist tendencies that have led to arguments when I've brought them up. I want to pull a Vinny and punt, but the issue is this. His birthday's Saturday. And I'm not sure whether I should dump him before or after the weekend. Would it be heartless to leave him alone for his celebratory weekend, or more so to act along until Monday? Which would you prefer if you were him? I've never had to end a relationship or whatever this is before. I don't know how much longer I can hang around and debate his social and political ignorance with him. Please help. Any and all advice would be greatly appreciated. You guys are the best. OFOCJ.
All right, I'll start.
Please.
So I think you should 100% dump him before his birthday. And
is there anyone who disagrees with that?
You should also give him back the rose gold chain.
Yeah.
Give
good
it
idea,
all back.
Good
just
idea.
Get this guy out.
Mm-hmm.
Get him out. Keep the chain.
Who cares about the feelings of a person who's a racist and a bigot?
Right. Do not. Right. You are way too caring about this person's feelings. And also, does staying with him through the weekend mean you're going to bone him for his birthday?
Yeah.
Fuck that. Yeah. Just. I hate this guy.
You know what you're asking for is some video or some picture to surface with him next to you after another video has surfaced with him yelling racial shit.
Yeah.
And he's been fingered as the next biggest racist in America. And there you are, the next picture that comes up on a Google search.
Hi, it's us back when we were together.
Hey. Out for a weekend in Napa. How you doing?
Yeah, please leave this asshole immediately.
And don't associate. That's the beauty of someone who has freedom of speech, when they out themselves, it gives you an opportunity to know them well enough and say, no thanks.
Amen. Yeah, thank you for showing me who you are. Gotta go. Yeah, do not stick with this guy through his birthday. Plus, then you have to get him something. You know what you should get him?
Know.
Oh, my God, here's what you should get him. You should totally go to his birthday party, hand him your gift, and it's your rose gold chain wrapped up. You go, happy birthday. I'm the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
And that's it. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Happy fucking birthday, homophobic racist.
The thing that's weird, too, is this person will probably tell the guy why they're leaving. And I wouldn't even do that.
No.
It's not your job to sit there and let him explain himself.
Yeah. I just don't want to be with you anymore. Amen. Bye.
Bye.
We're not a good fit.
Oh, yes, we are. Mm-hmm. We're a great fit.
Do it today.
As soon as you hear this.
This
call
really shouldn't even
say,
be a
done.
Question.
I know.
Right?
Yeah.
You shouldn't have to write into other people to get this advice.
Like, what are you even asking for? God, why are we so slow to cut cancer out of our lives?
My boyfriend murdered my cat. Should I leave?
What should I do? This seems wrong. My poor cat. The guts are everywhere. Yeah, goodbye.
He was in a bad mood that day.
Yeah, he had a really hard day at work, and then he murdered my cat. So I feel like, you know, if I break up with him, I'll really, like, hurt him even more. And maybe he'll murder me. Oh, my God, people. All right, so that's one.
Well, in her defense, she is 21, so...
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
I'm looking at it, and I'm like, well, he probably takes her to real restaurants, you know?
Right.
21, you date someone your own age, they're like, hey, we're going to the buffet. We're going to stay 3 hours.
He's a racist, but he took me to Morton's.
It was great. I just tried to tune him out through the whole meal. Okay. Dear S&B, I am a forever since the beginning listener. I'm one of those people who consider you all close friends that I've only met in person at random chick quiz, dude quiz, bet payoffs, or live secret shows. So this is a longtime listener of ours. Since you're all my besties, I thought I'd ask you for some bad advice. I am long married, 30 years. I met my husband in high school and we got married in college. We had kids in our early 20s, 5 of them. Yes, we're crazy. Our kids, like Sarah's, are growing up and out, and my husband and I are starting to think about life on the other side of child rearing. What will that look like? My marriage is a good one. I married a great guy. We have grown up together through all of life's ups and downs. We have more money now and only have one kid left to pay for college for. Soon, I'll be rich. A few years ago, the kids will be gone. I won't be paying for them anymore.
Oh, that's nice.
A few years ago, my husband and I took up golf together as an outdoor activity. We were both terrible, but enjoyed taking lessons together and having a joint hobby. But then he got severe golfer's elbow. What's that? Which elbow does that
affect?
I'll
look it up. Hold on.
And basically, I had to take 2 years off to recover. I kept taking lessons, and this was fine. She enjoyed it and continued, and he said, I gotta stop. The dilemma. About a year ago, I had to find a new coach, and I met the most amazing person.
Here we go.
He's a decade older than me, but we had an immediate connection. So she's probably, if she's been married 30 years, she's probably in her 50s, right?
Right.
So he's in his 60s.
Okay.
We had an immediate connection and a general liking for each other. Although I was able to learn with other coaches, this guy really makes it so fun. We literally laugh all the time in the lesson.
It's fun because she wants to fuck him.
Yeah. Everything you say is she does want to. It goes on. He teaches in a way that makes me believe I'll someday be good. And generally, he's super complimentary.
Of course.
Uh-oh. That's his job.
You guys, I have not had this happen to me ever, but I think I have the biggest crush on my golf instructor. He is super professional, has made no moves or anything, but there seems to be smiles between us, and I look forward to playing with this person, and it feels like more than golf at this point. My question is this. If I never take it any further, am I allowed to keep learning from this guy and feeling all gushy inside for 2 hours a week? Or is even this, since I've identified it as a crush, considered cheating? I love my husband, and he loves me. I have a great family. I would not want to risk hurting anyone, and yet I've lived the majority of my life as a wife and mother, and in service of these roles. Is it okay for me to have a little me as just a woman time if it's only in my head, the occasional fantasy? I've thought about if this was reversed, how would I feel if my husband had these same crush feelings about his secretary or someone, and sort of decided it might be okay for him to get to feel this good in a contained way, but maybe that's only me justifying continuing.
Let me ask you a question.
All right.
So the teacher
yeah.
comes up behind her as she's addressing the ball. He wraps his arms around her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a cover.
And in order to reach the club, unfortunately, his penis presses right in between her butt crack.
He hot dog buns her.
He fully hot dog buns her.
And he's got a boner in this scenario, because otherwise I wouldn't notice it. Or...
I don't know if it's a boner. Maybe he's just...
It turns into a boner as his, very as his cock well. Is
he
crushed against
He might
just
be well proportioned. Or maybe it's a soft on, you know, not fully hard.
Right. But, I just enjoy being around you, kind of a hard on.
But you feel it. He feels it.
Mm.
And yet, the lesson continues. Is that wrong?
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
I feel that that's wrong.
So where is the line, then? He can't press his wiener between her butt cheeks?
Right. Yeah, here's the problem is that, because, look, it is okay for you. I have crushed on many people in
Everybody
my life.
In the world has.
I have crushes right now. Vinny, I have a crush on you. Bryn, I have a crush on you. Marcus, I have a crush on you. Like, I don't know, you're allowed
to... You want me to help you address the ball?
No. I don't. But you know what I mean? Like, you do have that in life. You might meet someone at work that you think is great, or someone, you know, your golf instructor, whatever it is. A crush is not a problem. As long as that's what it is, and you never... If he never makes a move on you, and you never make a move on him, and you've only told us your dumb radio friends... then I think it's fine. The problem is that you wrote to us, and I actually feel like you're looking for permission that I, for one, don't necessarily want to give you. What do you guys think about
that? Yeah, I have a lot of thoughts, but I don't need to be next. Right. Go ahead. Oh, everyone
go
else.
Next. Oh,
you're not
going to
go first? What's wrong with you today?
Yeah.
Well, all right. So Vinny's scenario is 100% right. Like, those things happen, and there's always going to be some kind of light grazing. There's going to be... you know, light touches and stuff like that.
Well, flirting is progressive was my point. That's the point I'm making,
100%.
It's progressive.
Oh, I got to go that far, and she just laughed.
Right.
And,
I fell over, and you fell on top of me.
Oh, no!
And this is the thing, too. That progression often feels even better. Like, you couldn't think that you would have more fun with this teacher, but then he hot-dogged your butt cheeks, and you're like, I... drove home in a puddle.
I know. You did drive home in a puddle.
Like, that's what happens with flirting. Like, that's the way that goes.
Yuzi, what's the line?
I don't know.
If it ain't,
I need to run to the bathroom to wipe my pussy.
Oh, that line.
So I didn't have to drive home in a puddle. That's the line I was looking for.
Yeah.
Well,
sometimes you gotta wipe that poos.
My kind of gal.
All right.
He's got that.
I'm gonna either have to ask him to lick it up, or I'm just gonna have to wipe it clean.
Oh, I just made you some lunch in my pants.
Back to Hooman.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm very nervous about this.
I am too.
I'm gonna tell you why. There's going to be a moment where you get into a fight with your husband, and you're going to be on the golf course, and he's going to see you're not concentrating, and you're going to say, I just got into a fight with my husband. He's such an asshole. And he's going to see an opening, and you guys are going to walk down the wrong road. Yep. So.
To a hotel room.
Yeah.
Where you're going to have freaking sex.
I know.
You're going to love it, and it's going to ruin everything.
There it is. So, you know, I mean, listen, I'm probably a little bit more conservative than most. I would say find a new golf instructor, but I'm sure everyone else is going to say, no, just, you know.
I think it's a super slippery slope and very dangerous, and I do feel like she should find, I hate to say it because I get that she's having fun, but I think that if you feel that there's any chance that you might walk down that road with that wet pussy of yours, that you need to change things up. Because I think what you really need to do is think about how you would feel if your husband found out that you had cheated on him. Like, you have to really think about what that would do to him, to your kids, to your family, to your future years, and what that would look like, how that scenario would play out, and how awful and hurtful that would be. And make the right decision, that's all. But if you really are sure that you can keep this in your pants,
She can't.
The thing is,
she might be able to.
I do think, I don't want anyone to get me wrong when I say this. I do think flirting, for the most part, is just fun
and innocent.
It's not and harmless.
Yes.
But in a situation like this, where it's regular meetings and
yeah, scheduled time, you're going to spend 2 hours with this dude.
So you
and he is
going
to put his arms around you and show you how to hit the ball.
There are so many variables. I know, thing, man.
Talking to the mic.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if she's just going through some kind of, I don't know, midlife crisis or something, because the kids are all leaving. She's never been with anybody else but her husband, right, allegedly.
That's possible, but she does say how great her marriage is. She loves her husband. She's looking forward to life without the kids.
What you're not, look, all humans lose some of that first time
magic
spark. Yep. After a certain number of years have passed, that doesn't mean you don't love them, and you might even love them more than ever. But that first time kiss, that
butterfly,
that stuff,
that honeymoon phase,
that stuff doesn't stay.
It doesn't.
And when you find that feeling, she's saying, "I'm getting all these squishy feelings." Look, that's addicting.
Mm-hmm.
You can easily be like, "That's why people don't marry."
Right.
And
the longer that you continue that, the longer those feelings stay, you know, as long as it's a taboo thing. But I'll tell you something, if you do go down and then maybe you do go to the hotel and you have this great sex and you're like, oh, it's fucking great. And then it breaks your marriage up. Guess what? Now you're with this dude and it's going to just turn into regular sex again. It's not going to.
Well, then it turns into, oh my God, I'm with a golf bum.
Right. And I destroyed my life that I had built with my husband over the course of 30 years. Don't be
on the course.
Don't be a duh.
He's the king outside of here. He's got a mobile home,
right? And I pay for everything,
right?
She should probably. I mean, I would wonder whether or not this is sort of indicative of something else going on in the relationship. Maybe something is lacking.
Oh,
go ahead and get with the hubby because the kids are almost gone. Mm-hmm. You better start reconnecting now.
Mm.
Yep.
I feel like it's the golf pro's job. Of course,
to
he's
bang?
Friendly with everybody.
Oh, yeah.
That's his job.
Yeah, he wants you to keep coming and paying for those lessons.
And I'm sure, I mean, I feel like I've seen it, you know, through movies and shows that this is what goes on.
It's
you're
so
gonna
cliche
regret it.
Too, it if is. You leave your husband for like the tennis pro or the golf pro.
Yeah,
it's gross.
It's lame.
Well, but think about him as the golf teacher. He's like, oh yeah, my 2 o'clock's pretty hot.
Yeah, I love hanging out
she's
with her.
She's a young one and she likes everything I say and he's living it up.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I wonder if did she say if he's married?
She didn't. I don't know if she just doesn't know or
or he takes his ring off.
Right. And you know, it's nice that you think it would be great if my husband had a crush on his secretary and, you know, got to have these feelings too. And
until you saw the video of those two flirting and you'd be like,
really bummed. You'd be really bummed. You need to really think about your life, what your life would look like if you lost your husband, if you did something that lost and think about, you know, really try to rediscover the love. You guys raised 5 kids together. You're about to be rich again. Like, you know, you have everything you need. You don't need this.
I've heard so many stories and read so many stories about couples who have been together forever and they have the kids, they have the family, and then once the children grow up and leave, they're forced to get to know each other once again. And they've realized they have nothing in common.
Right. Right.
Well, and that's, look, if you realize that and you have nothing in common and it's time for you to part ways, then that's okay too. But, you know, really think about, is that what you want? You want it all to fall apart?
Well, that's it's different if you decide, you know what, we should dump each other. Mm-hmm. It's time to move on.
But they're happy. They seem happy.
Well, but I'm saying even if she decides that they should dump each other, then they should dump each other and not ruin everything and have them hate each other,
right?
And their kids hate the their new stepdad,
right?
Because, you know,
he broke up he home wrecked,
right?
And, you know, really think about this. Okay, so I'm assuming she's around 50. So, you know, if her last kid of 5 is about to go, and they were married in college, so I'm going to say they're about, and they've been married 30 years. So now is not the time to trash your life. Like, you're about to get into grandparent country. All of your future holidays are going to be, it's going to be hard enough as your kids pair off with other people. It's going to be hard enough coordinating, seeing your big family. That's tough. It's always hard. Who's going to whose house at what holiday? The last thing you need to do is add another layer to that where now you and your husband are broken up.
Oof.
And they've got to figure out how they're going to visit mom and dad.
If you need spice in your life, just try something in the bedroom with your husband. Let him give you anal.
Oh my God, will you stop it?
With
you do not have to do that.
With a cactus.
Oh my God, that is so hot.
Isn't that hot?
Yeah.
Cactus anal, really?
That's hot?
Well.
Uh-oh.
Gross.
Listen to you.
Oh my God, use that. Stop it. Don't act like that's a thing.
It's not a thing. It's a thing. I'm going to try it tonight.
Oh, I bet it's a thing. I bet if you search for it right now, online.
Can you imagine the perforations in your rectum?
Nope.
Be awful. And all those quills would be stuck in there or whatever those spikes are called.
Have a three-way with a chick and your husband.
No, that's the beginning of the end, too.
Or have a three-way with your husband
and the golf instructor.
Woo! That sounds lame.
Yeah, nobody wants that.
That does sound gross.
Lizzie wants that. All right. Well, I think we've helped some people.
Oh. Wait, have we?
I think we did.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
That's it.
Oh, why? Did you guys have something else you wanted to talk about?
What, you got another letter there that we should read?
Well, how long have we gone for?
I think we're good.
Let's not force it, right?
Thanks, everybody.
About 30 minutes or so.
Yeah. All right, then. Yeah. I feel like 30 minutes is a good
weekly
length.
Podcast.
Yeah. Enjoy. Send us an email anytime, Sarah or Vinny at radioalice.com. Marcus Osborne, thank you so much for being our guest.
Yes, Marcus.
Playa, playa.
Bala, bala.